did not pick Betsy up.
The bell wouldn't catch me.
All right, now stop sniffling about it. Crying won't do a bit of good here. Daddy can drop her to school on his way to work.
Look, Daddy is already late.
Well, she has to go to school, dear.
Get out of my way to go around the lake that way to go to the school. You said you made arrangements to have the bus stop for her.
I called the school last Friday as soon as they got our phone put in here. And I talked to some girl in the office, told her who I was. I said we had moved out here to the new place and would she see that the school bus picked Betsy up today.
And the bus man wouldn't take me.
Wouldn't chase you? What does she mean the bus man wouldn't take her?
I walked through the woods to the main road and stood there with Betsy waiting for the bus. Well, it came along and I waved frantically. And finally he slowed down and stopped and I explained we were new out here. I told him we were living in the garage until a new house was ready.
Yes.
I thought I should explain to him.
I know, darling, but you're always going to such detail with perfect strangers about it. All right. I'm sorry. Go on. I shouldn't have said anything. Go ahead.
Well, he just said nobody said anything to him about it and he couldn't pick her up, that's all. He said something about being out of the minute or something.
Out of what or something?
Oh, no, I didn't understand. He said I should call the school.
Well, then call the school. I said I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I don't either. Remember when we brought this property, the real estate man said the school bus went right past here.
Yes?
Now, apparently that's what he does. He goes right past.
Well, you checked on it, didn't you?
Checked on what?
Well, I mean, didn't you ask at the school last spring?
Ask what?
Well, didn't you ask and make sure the school bus would stop here?
Well, no, I didn't ask. Well, don't look at me like that. Why should I ask? I didn't even think of it.
What?
The real estate man said that it did. I just assumed that he... Well, why didn't you ask? You never said anything about it either.
You mean here we are building a new house on the outskirts of town, and only now we find out that we're outside the school bus limit. Will you stop that?
I want to ride the bus.
I don't see where it gets anybody to have you yell at me and yell at that
school. Call the school. Call the school.
Betsy, where's Daddy?
What did Miss Banks say?
Where is Daddy?
He's outside talking to Mr. Dibble.
Dear, I called the school.
What did Miss Banks say, Mommy?
Just a minute, Betsy. Really, will you, dear, please?
Well, now we got another problem. He's the building inspector was out here yesterday, and he doesn't like the way some of the wiring was done. It's all got to be ripped out.
Never mind that now, dear. The school bus will not stop here. We are within the 3/4 mile limit.
What?
You have to live 3/4 of a mile or further to take the school bus. Well, that's what Miss Banks said. She's the principal, so she ought to know.
But the bus goes right past.
I can't help it. Betsy is not allowed to get on it.
What's she supposed to do?
Yes, what am I supposed to do?
Walk.
Miss Banks said Betsy now fell into another category since we moved out here. Betsy is now known as a walker, not a rider.
Betsy is supposed to walk on this lonely road around that lake. A 7-year-old child is supposed to walk darn near a mile to school.
Well, it is not a mile. We apparently don't even live 3/4 of a mile from the school.
Well, of course we do.
Well, maybe we don't.
We are closer than we were in the other house. They built a new school on the outskirts of town because they expect the town to grow so in the next 10 years. And even though it seems farther...
We are certain.
The school is on the other side of the lake, and since the lake isn't big, maybe it isn't as far as we thought from here. You know, the road winds around.
You can't tell me that school expects a 7-year-old child, a second grader, to walk that lonely road by herself to school.
I'm only telling you what Miss Banks said. She was very nice about it, of course.
Nice about it?
She was. She said she was terribly sorry. Those were the rules. Up to the third grade, a child has to live at least 3/4 of a mile to school to ride the school bus. After the third grade, it's a mile.
What do you mean?
I'm not quite sure what she said. I was upset. I think she said that fourth, fifth, and sixth graders have to live at least a mile to school to take the bus. Otherwise, they walk.
I don't believe it.
Like that. And if you're in high school, I think it's 2 miles.
But that is absolutely ridiculous. Walk 2 miles to school?
Well, for heaven's sake, dear, Abraham Lincoln walked 10 miles.
Look, I don't care about Abraham Lincoln.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
Well, I don't care about him. I mean, you want Betsy walking to school on that lonely road?
Well, of course I don't. I wouldn't let her.
We want to ride the school bus.
And you are going to ride the school bus. I never heard of any such nonsense in my life. Betsy, come on. You get your book bag or whatever you take to school. By golly, I'll stop there and I'll talk to this Miss Banks myself.
Well, I hope you can do something. It just makes me sick. I have just assumed when the real estate agent said the school bus went right past.
All right, now, look, it's both our fault. We should have looked into it instead of just taking his word for it.
Daddy, I want to ride the school bus.
All right, now, don't
Don't you worry about it, sweetheart. Your daddy will see that you do.
I don't think you should promise her that. Maybe you can't do anything about it. Yeah. Miss Banks said they had rules, and I suppose they do.
Always exceptions to every rule.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. Yeah. Miss Banks was awfully sweet about it, but she said there wasn't anything she could do, dear.
No, no, there you go. You see what I mean? Somebody says to you, oh, no, it's a rule, and right away you back down. He says, we are taxpayers. We got rights like everybody else. And nobody is going to tell me that my kid cannot ride the school bus.
Good morning, Mr. Piper. Won't you come in?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Banks. I won't keep you for a minute.
Oh, that's quite all right. Won't you sit down?
Yeah.
I'm afraid my office isn't quite as tidy as I'd like it, but at the beginning of the school year, there's always so much to do.
Oh, well, I can imagine, yes. Thank you. Well, as I said, I won't keep you for a minute. As you know, I guess we're building a new house.
Yes.
On the hill over there, on the other side of Rainbow Lake.
Yes, what a lovely view you must have.
Oh, yes, we do, we do. That's the main reason we bought the property.
Yes, we've driven around there, and it certainly looks lovely.
Well, we hope it will be. The house isn't ready yet, so we're sort of camping out, you might say, in the garage.
Well, I'm sure that even that must be rather exciting.
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, the real estate man assured us when we bought the property that the school bus went right
past. Oh, yes, the bus does take the lake road.
Well, our property isn't right on the road. I mean, we bought the lakefront property. See, we're a bit back from the road, through the woods. We're going to have to finish our own drive through to the main road.
Yes, of course.
Well, anyhow, Miss Banks, I felt that perhaps my wife did not explain to you completely on the phone.
Oh, yes, I understood entirely, Mr. Piper.
Well, then I know that you must surely agree with us that Betsy is far too young to be walking to school, especially along that lake road, which is not heavily populated.
Yes, she really is.
Well, I mean, it's just nonsense, you know. I mean, with a bus going right past on the road, not to stop and pick Betsy up.
I know, and it's...
Yeah, well, I guess nothing more remains to be said, then. I told my wife that I stopped in to see you, that I was sure you'd see our point of view.
Oh, I do indeed, Mr. Piper.
Yes.
You see, that's the trouble. I know exactly how you feel, and I certainly sympathize. However, there is nothing I can do about it.
What?
Oh, it's indeed a very unhappy situation, and I do feel so sorry for the fringe children, as we call them.
The what?
The fringe children. You know, those who live just on the fringe of the bus limit. You must live at least 3/4 of a mile from the school. We do have our rules, you know.
Now, look here, Miss Banks. I am a taxpayer.
We all are, Mr. Piper.
Well, for the love of Mike, the bus goes right past. Don't you understand? All that bus driver has to do is pull up and stop and let Betsy get on.
We have our rules, Mr. Piper. Now, if we make an exception in one case, then we must make it for others. And I can assure you that there are many, many children who unfortunately have the same problem.
If there are so many, then why aren't more school buses put on?
School buses cost money, Mr. Piper. And the school appropriations bill was voted down, as you may recall, last spring. Oh, of course, I don't know which way you voted, but you can see that we do need more money. The difficulty is that parents never realize it until it's their child.
I voted for it, I think. The point is, Miss Banks, I mean, rules are no rules. I do not intend to sit back and do nothing about it. Now, just who's in charge of the school bus?
Well, you can write a letter to the Transportation Advisory Committee, Mr. Piper. I doubt that it will do you much good.
If you'll just give me the name, please.
Yes, of course. Now, I want you to understand that we're all really very sorry about this, and we do sympathize with you, but we do have rules.
Yes, I do. I understand. I'm not blaming you, Miss Banks. I mean, you have been most sympathetic. I'm sorry if I've been unpleasant.
No, I quite understand, Mr. Piper. Now, if you care to, you can write to Mr. Ralph Wickersham. He's chairman of the Transportation Advisory Committee.
Oh, right. No. I want some action, Miss Banks. I want it now. I intend to call on Mr. Ralph Wickersham.
Well, for goodness sake, how did you happen to pick the day to come home to lunch? Here I am washing clothes and everything is so inconvenient anyhow here without my dryer hooked up or anything. Sorry, dear, our garage home is just a mess. Well, what's the trouble? Oh, did you see Miss Banks this morning?
I saw Miss Banks this morning.
What did she say?
They have rules. The only thing I can do is write a letter to Mr. Ralph Wickersham of the Transportation Advisory Committee.
Did you?
I did not. I phoned Mr. Ralph Wickersham
of
the Transportation Advisory Committee.
Yeah,
he's out of town.
Oh.
Yeah. So I called Mr. Paul Symington and informed me that he would be glad to take up our problem at the next committee meeting, but he did not feel that much could be done about it because we are within the 3/4 mile limit.
Oh, we are within the limit. Oh, wonderful.
No, we're not within it. I mean, we are within. I mean, We should be out of the limit.
But the whole trouble was that we were out of the limit.
Oh, you are the limit. I mean, we are within the limit that the bus is not... What I mean is we are out... No, I say I'm so mixed up. I don't know what I'm saying. We have to be at least 3/4 of a mile away from the school.
Yeah, well, that's what I said this morning.
And do you know where the line, where the limit is? Do you know where that line is? Do you know where the 3/4 mile limit stops?
No.
100 feet beyond our property line.
What?
Yes, that's what Mr. Symington said. Oh, he knew exactly where we were. We are approximately 100 feet short of being 3/4 of a mile from the school. So Betsy cannot take the school bus. What? 100 feet?
Isn't there anything we can do about it?
I don't know. I'm certainly going to try.
Well, if I'm going to have to take her to school and pick her up, we'll have to get another car, a second hand one. I mean, right away.
I know.
My dear,
jolly blow after blow. I'm asking, will it never end?
Sit down, dear. I'll fix you.
100. 100.
I know. I know.